Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A Halloween edition of the Fan After Dark. Blake, CA, and Trevor the Creator, Fred Davis in Kansas, but we still keep rolling on this Halloween day. I need to put my goggles back on so I feel very Halloween-y. Okay, let's see. What have you guys texted in so far? We're going to be talking about the Dallas Mavericks and how it hasn't looked good. I'm going to present some stats that will not make any of you guys happy. There's no talent on this defense. Dan Quinn had Micah, healthy Diggs, healthy Bland. Bland had 5 takeaways himself that year. Yeah, it's not looking good. We'll continue the Cowboys talk at 8:20. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your Dallas Mavericks. CA, they're 2-3 on the year.
They're in Mexico right now.
If I'm not mistaken, they're in Mexico City. They will play the Detroit Pistons and Cade Cunningham's DFW's own tomorrow.
Yeah, Arlington.
Before I get into some of the disappointing stuff and stats and injuries, overall, I haven't had a chance to talk to you on the radio about this Dallas Mavericks team. What is your assessment after the first couple games?
It's a work in progress, and unfortunately for them, they're fighting through injuries that they didn't expect this early. When I say this early, who knew that all three of your bigs would be unavailable right now? We're talking about Gafford, Lively, and AD. You see where I'm going with this? So, and Gafford got hurt. For those who don't remember, Gafford sprained his ankle in Vancouver in training camp. So he's missed like 6 weeks. High ankle sprain.
On his birthday.
Yeah, that's a damn shame. And then Lively got hurt. It's a knee contusion, and that happened in game three. I believe. And then AD, he limped out of the game the other night. And what was the prognosis that just came out today? It's a lower calf.
I'm gonna back it up a little bit, because if you guys weren't tuned in this week before the Pacers game, Anthony Davis showed up on the injury report randomly with bilateral Achilles tendinopathy.
Whenever you say Achilles, it's like, God!
And most of us, when we saw it, it was the same day that B-Well got arrested for having marijuana. So we were looking at that story. We weren't even like, we're like, okay, AD. Then we're like, you take a closer look at that. You're like, does that say Achilles? And then it said probable. He plays in the Pacers game on what, Wednesday or whatever it was. And
I was shocked he played.
I was too. And after, and
I think he was playing because he's like, you know what? It's not as bad. And I'm like, but it's still at your age. You don't need to be testing it.
And in the first 5 minutes of the Mavericks playing the Pacers, now remember, this is a Pacers team that had their E squad out there, their G League team, and I do mean G League team. Mac McClung was getting minutes for them, who just got signed.
Hey, put some respect on the 2-time slam dunk champion's name.
Nobody was healthy for the Pacers other than Pascal Siakam and Aaron Nesmith. That's the only two names that anybody on this program is going to know who they are. They're playing the G League squad. They've tried Anthony Davis out there. And what happens? 5 minutes into the game, he comes up lame. He's limping. He's at the scorer's table holding his lower left leg. And then he doesn't return to said game against the Pacers, doesn't return to the bench. Jason Kidd says he wanted to return, but we didn't want to like risk anything. We didn't want him to return, whatever. I was like, this doesn't look good. This is the injury report we got from the Mavericks today. The Dallas Mavericks announced today that an MRI revealed a low-grade left calf strain for forward center Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis sustained the injury in the first quarter of the team's first game, the team's game against the Indiana Pacers on Wednesday, and was held out of the remainder of the game for precautionary reasons. Davis, listen up, Tolos, will miss the team's next two games and will be reevaluated after the road trip. And if you listened to me yesterday, I said the same thing. I said they're not going to give a full prognosis on what his injury is this weekend while they're in Mexico City. They're going to give you some, we'll wait till we're done with the road trip. He's not going to play, but yada, yada, yada. I don't think we're going to get something crazy. Now, next week, could they say Anthony Davis is out for 3 months? They could. Could they say Anthony Davis will play the next game? They could. Could they say Anthony Davis out for the whole season? They could. We'll have to wait and see, but I do know this. Nico's trade, I don't want to rehash an old wound. I'm not going to get into all that. But it's not barring well so far this year because Anthony Davis, the knock on him was, can be a top 15 player, can be a defensive player of the year, yada, yada, yada. But he's got to stay healthy. And me and Fred defended AD. We're like, well, he's going to be good. Enough of the trolls. AD will be fine. He'll play 60, 65 games. Like CA said in the opener, all three of your bigs are already hurt, and it's looking like AD's might be more than just two games.
You say might, and then again, you just said it earlier. It might not be.
We don't know.
And this is why but his history makes you not trust anything.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I think what you'll be hearing from the Mavericks are they're going to treat him like a hockey player. Mm-hmm. Upper body, lower body. They're going to be vague.
Yeah.
Because
they don't want to give any credence to it.
Well, first of all, you don't know.
Yeah.
You just really don't know.
Do either of you guys know what Achilles tendinopathy is bilateral? I know it means both legs and both Achilles are sore, but here's the deal.
I don't know what it means, but I do know when you throw in the word Achilles.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that word because to me, that's the one injury nobody wants. That changes your whole career. So with that being said, you don't know how serious, how mild. All I know is I was surprised to see him out there Wednesday night. But at the same time, what I like the way the team is built, because we know AD is who he is. And when he made the trade, Anthony Davis had played in 76 out of 82 games for the Lakers. He had played 76 out of 82. And when AD was at the press conference, he said, I found out a year ago that I had this some kind of bone issue in his foot or something. And he had surgery on it and he feels great again. Again, 76 out of 82 games. So you figure like you got a healthier guy. That's what they're hoping. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, just like Sean Lee, when he's healthy, he's great. With that being said, what a lot of people are sleeping on is this team has real depth. We're talking about through their 12, they got 12 players of their top 15 that are interchangeable, that are good enough to be on any other team in the league. I'm not saying starting on any other team. I'm talking about quality guys. So what you're watching is they're trying to figure out around these injuries what kind of roster they have. What everybody's sleeping on is the fact that last year you saw a team that was down to 8 players several times. 10-day contracts, 2-way contracts, and yet they never quit. They played so hard, they played themselves into the play-in. They played so hard, Anthony Davis said, I cannot just go fishing the rest of the season. I'm coming back to support my team. These guys are playing too hard. We're a team. Dante Exum said the same thing. So what you have is a team that knows how to play as a team. Not, I need my touches. I need my minutes. I'm a star. I need to be an all-star. I'm a young guy. I need to make the all-star team. You see where I'm going with this?
This is
not a normal team as far as what you see around a lot of sports these days.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, they play for each other. Mm-hmm. With that being said, you can't sleep on how well they're going to play. Or put it like this. You can't say right now they suck or they're not going to be any good until Kyrie gets here. Mm-hmm. I said at the top of the show or at the crosstalk, I looked at the solution on Kyrie alone being B. Will. Brandon Williams, the guard that took over the game the other night. And by the way, you do know why when he got pulled over the air. A lot of people, what were we doing at the airport when
you're
he got
busted?
You're
more than welcome to elaborate. I think we've said it a couple times, but please elaborate on the Brandon Williams.
One of his best friends he grew up with died from pancreatic. He had pancreatic cancer. He went to the funeral, and he apologized with tears in his eye to the media before the game, saying, that was dumb on my part. I did not need me to be a distraction. You're not going to see that similar behavior out of me.
And then dropped 20.
and then dropped 20 and ran the team the way the team should be freaking run. So I've always felt like.
What have you thought about the Cooper Flagg, a point guard experiment?
That's Jason Kidd looking at matchups. See, this is what a lot of fans and media people nationally don't understand about Jason Kidd. It's the same deal when they were like, how come he won't play Christian Wood? Jason Kidd is looking at matchups. He said this, but people don't want to believe him. He looks at the regular season as a test to see who he can trust in a playoff.
But do you think
playoff is a
seven-game
series.
Do you think if they keep playing the way they're playing, they'll make it to the playoffs?
No, they're not going to play. Experiment. They're not going to play this way. See, this is what everybody wants to look at things as absolutes. Did you know that Derek Lively started the season last year, the first couple of weeks, and then he didn't anymore, and it wasn't because of injury?
Yeah.
It's because Jason Kidd said, okay, I saw that, and I think Gafford's a better fit. But nobody's losing their minds then because they were coming off of Boston. But right now, everybody's second-guessing him all over again because they won't let this man look at his roster. He's looking at the roster, and they're thinking, Cooper Flagg's going to be the starting point guard for the rest of the season until Kyrie gets here. No, that's not the case.
I would have moved off of the experiment. I personally, Blake speaking, I wouldn't have done the experiment in the first place. I thought it was cute in the preseason.
But that's you, and you're not Jason Kidd.
I'm not
and
Jason
you're not
Kidd.
A Hall of Famer, two-time jacket. You're not a Hall of Fame point guard who knows the position, and you're not the guy that started Giannis Antetokounmpo as a point forward slash and let him bring the ball down the court, not to be the point forward for the Milwaukee Bucks, but to show off those skills in case of certain situations. And Curtis, see, what you're looking at is in certain situations, you want to know what you got with the kid.
I agree. I think there's different spots so you can play Cooper Flagg, and I'm all for, like, within the flow of the game, putting Cooper Flagg at the point guard position. I think he's uber talented. I think he can do all the things that you want him to do one day. I just think you're putting too much pressure on him because he's already at a position when you think of he's never played with two bigs, never in his life, had two guys like AD Lively, AD Gafford.
You know what you just said? You just said what the stereotype answer is. Jason Kidd said it at the press conference. I'm going to make him uncomfortable.
That's fine in the preseason. These are real games.
Hold on. Real games is what makes people get mad at Jason Kidd because he's doing this in real games with other people in other situations, and it got him to the Western Conference Finals twice in the NBA.
But that was with Kyrie and Lucas.
No.
They don't have that talent.
No.
Are you talking about a different situation?
Yes, I'm going to tell you another one. How about Jalen Brunson? Rick Carlisle never started Jalen Brunson.
Correct.
And you know what he said? You know what Jason Kidd said? I'm going to start him. They said, what are you doing starting two-point guards? It's not going to work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He started Jalen Brunson, and guess what? Jalen Brunson was ready for the moment when Luka Doncic was hurt against in the first round of the playoffs against Utah, and Jalen Brunson ran the show. I'm just saying, just because you wouldn't do it doesn't mean it doesn't work.
So do you think we should have blind confidence that Jason Kidd is just going to figure it out because he's got
what does his resume say?
It says Western Conference Finals or no playoffs. It's those two back and forth. Western Conference Finals. I'm talking about with the Mavericks. Western Conference Finals or no playoffs.
So this year is Western Conference Finals, based on the up and down. So I rest my case. And guess what? It's all right to debate it because there are people to this day will live and die and say that Jason Kidd blackballed Christian Wood. And there are a lot of people on this station who are saying he's a walking bucket, but they don't know playoff basketball. Yeah. You can be a walking bucket, but if you don't play defense, what they do is they put you in barbecue chicken time. Yeah. It's a pick and roll blender where they put you in foul trouble, and those 20 points a night that you're doing in the regular season, they're sitting on the freaking bench and nobody can replace that.
I would say
he didn't trust that in the playoffs, and people said, well, Christian Wood. Jason, and guess where Christian Wood is today?
We don't know.
See? But nobody wants to say Jason Kidd was right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, when you're the head coach, you're going to be heavily criticized.
And he's fine with that.
And his
resume speaks for itself. And again, it's okay to say, what is he doing? Because I watch the same people say, why is he just standing there? And I said, you know what? I watched Tom Landry stand there for all those years, and he goes to 5 Super Bowls. He gets fired by Jerry. They bring in Jimmy Johnson, a college coach. A college coach that never won a Super Bowl. He's animated. He's smacking his lips. He's clapping his hands. And they're like, he's in over his head. He gets 2 Super Bowls, 3 if you count the Barry Switzer year. And to this day, we need another Jimmy. It's Styles. And notice this about Jason Kidd. Mm-hmm. None of his players ever quit on him.
Nope.
None of his players talk about him behind his back. None of his players say he doesn't know what he's doing.
I think Jason Kidd is a phenomenal coach. Let me put that out there. I'm not questioning Jason Kidd as a great coach, and I think he should have got the extension. I do think, though, I'm not in the boat of blind confidence with Jason Kidd just because you've done it. No matter what you do, you can do no wrong.
No one should have blind confidence as anybody. But also, people shouldn't live in absolute terms of this guy's the point guard, this guy is a center, this guy is a small forward, this guy is a power forward, when you know nowadays it's bigs, wings, and facilitators.
Now, I do agree with that, but I feel like he's taking it too far. He's trying to reinvent the wheel, going, we don't even need a
have
point
you
guard.
Seen,
Cooper Flagg can bring it up.
No. You're skipping over that again. Mm-hmm. He's looking for him in certain situations.
He's starting the game.
Doesn't matter. He's looking for him in certain situations to see what the matchups will be. Can he handle certain matchups when we get to the playoffs? That's all this
I'm,
is.
I'm thinking it's offensively.
Like I said, you're acting like it's absolute. Like I said, Derek Lively started the first 2 weeks last year.
Yeah.
The first 2 weeks. And everybody acts like, wait a minute.
But Derek Lively to Gafford is not a drastic change where you're going, this guy's in here and if that guy's out there, the Mavs are going to lose 30 games because of this. If they keep playing basketball the way they're playing, they will not win 38 games or 36 games, whatever their point total was at. Right now, CA, they lead the league in turnovers. They're bottom 5 in assists. They give away the most transition points, 22.2 a game. They're not playing good basketball. They're a bottom 5 offense. Mm-hmm. They're a top 10. They jumped in the top 10 to defense because they played some terrible teams. I almost said a word I shouldn't say. Mm-hmm. Have not played some good teams. I want Cooper Flagg to blossom. I think he can be a point forward. I think he can do it in certain moments and matchups. But on the offensive side of the ball, it stagnates with the lineup of AD and Lively and Clay and Cooper and PJ. That is not a good lineup. I don't think it takes a basketball genius to figure that out. D'Angelo Russell, when he gets out there, every single player's plus minus goes up by like 10 points. Not because D'Angelo Russell is some Hall of Famer or some great defender, but just because he's a point guard. He knows how to get in the paint. Brandon Williams gets out there. He knows how to get in the paint and spray the ball out and get other guys involved. Cooper Flagg is trying to figure out how to, one, play with 2 bigs, which he's never done. 2, be an 18-year-old young rookie. 3, the weight of the whole Luka. He's got all that. And now also Cooper set up the offense and set up the plate for AD. Set it up for Lively. Set it up for Clay. Like, that's a lot on his shoulders. So we're not seeing the best Cooper Flagg possible, in my opinion, because you're making him play out of position while also having a dysfunctional team around him. Clay Thompson's a side note that we didn't even get to. He does not fit in this team at all. I've said that in the offseason. I said that after the game one. Love him as a person. Nothing personal against him. He doesn't fit on this team. And nobody could tell me differently with that. Klay Thompson does not fit in this team. Do I think he can still be a contributor to this team? I do. In the starting lineup, guarding other ball handlers, jacking up shots, shooting 25% from the field? No. Max Christie in every moment, top five in threes, top five in three-point percentage. He's giving you some defensive stuff. He's your best on-ball defender. Max Christie and his minutes have increased. There's no reason Klay Thompson should still start over. But like you said, CA, I'm not the coach. Jason Kidd's the coach, a Hall of Famer. I think he's going to figure it out. But from what I've seen with my eyeballs to start the season, it has not shown. That's a championship team. All they got to do, Kyrie will come back and everything will be all good. The way they're running things has not been, I think, in the best interest of the Dallas Mavericks, and that's just my opinion.
Your opinion is valid. So let me say this once again. Anybody who feels the same way you do, and you have every right to feel that way, you're still not listening when I say these are not absolutes. Mm-hmm. The reason when for you to say that, you can say that all you want, and I can give, that's why I keep throwing up the Christian Wood example. And he thinks that Cooper Flagg can handle it until he can't, okay? That's why I gave
you
the
agree, CA?
Yes.
So you've liked Cooper Flagg at the point guard position. Not talking about Jason Kidd
at
all. No.
I'm not looking at him as a point guard. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at him in the situations and the matchups mm-hmm. with the teams he's going up against. Because I know this is not permanent. Mm-hmm. I also know because again, everybody looks at permanence. Mm-hmm. And as I was talking about wings and bigs and facilitators, there are people to this day that think so-and-so is a point guard, so-and-so is a shooting guard. That's not the way the NBA works anymore. And a lot of people think that you can't have two bigs out on the floor, and that's what it's turning to right now. But guess who are the first ones to do it? The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Dallas Mavericks. Even Oklahoma City switched to do what the Mavericks are doing now. Mm-hmm. You see where I'm going with this?
They got SGA out there, though.
So my whole point is this, and they handled up SGA. Notice what happened in the game against SGA. They handled him up. Mm-hmm. Where I'm going with this is this. If you would just let your mind relax, even when LeBron and Chris Bosh went down to Miami to join Dwayne Wade, the first month it looked like a mess.
But I have to disagree. Those are all-timers, CA.
Hold on. The all-timers, according to the stats and the note, the smart people, they were supposed to go undefeated the first month because nobody could beat those three.
Yeah.
And it was a mess. And they were wondering if they'd even make the playoffs. So with that being said, remember the situation. Because I said this from the beginning when we were talking about where are they. B-Will is the solution. I've said that. That's the solution.
I'm a B-Will guy.
And imagine if B-Will had been healthy coming out of training camp. I don't think you would see the record that you have. Imagine if the three centers, the three bigs, were healthy. At least one of them. Just give me one. I don't think you would see the matchups he's working. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm going? But it's all works in progress. And again, it's hard to watch. And I'm just saying because I've watched this for years with him.
Mm-hmm. No, he's never been a fast starter. Jason Kidd has always been a slow starter. I'm going to do this rotation. And he gets all that every year. That's not new to Jason Kidd. But this year of like, I'm going to reinvent basketball and have Cooper Flagg play at a position to be point guard.
You're stuck on that.
I'm
you
watching
act like
it.
It's permanent. It's not permanent.
I'm not saying it's permanent, but
that
it's
will
all,
make
it's
you
all
relaxed.
The games that's happened.
If you were relaxed, five games in.
That's all that's happened. That's all the evidence
realize,
we have.
Do you realize Derek Lively for 2 weeks? It hasn't even been 2 weeks for Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
Just relax and let him do what he's going to do.
There's nothing that I've seen on the court that shows me that I should relax, though, other than you telling me this. There's nothing on the court that goes,
thank me. You can thank me in January when you see a better rotation.
We'll see.
That's all I can say.
In January.
I can't convince you otherwise. All I can say is you were one of the people who loved Christian Wood, too.
Let's see.
I hate to call you out like that, but I'm trying to tell you, everybody, slow down and let it play.
We'll see what the Dallas Mavericks look like in January. Me and CA can revisit this conversation. Let's see what Jerry and Steven had to say about this Dallas Cowboys team and about Jerry's comments to the Wall Street Journal next on the Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorney in Dallas.
Some of these Halloween costumes I'm seeing on my social media are inappropriate.
Oh.
But I'm not complaining. You know,
are they paint jobs?
They're paint jobs. It's the time of year where you can get away with it. I wonder, you know what, not to get, you know, too personal, but Trevor, you don't have any kids, right?
No.
How do you deal with, you know, when you have a daughter?
I got two of them.
And it's Halloween time. Mm-hmm. And you guys can put two and two together with how girls like to dress on Halloween.
How old are these girls you're talking about?
We'll say anywhere from, 18 to 22. They're still in your household. How do you lay the law down to, hey, you can have fun. I don't want to be the mean dad, but also, I don't want you dressing like, CA, like some of these girls out here, still being a father. I wonder, I'm scared for that conversation more so what I'm saying of like, hey, have fun, but.
Your job is to keep her off the pole.
Yeah.
As a dad.
Yeah.
Keep her off the pole. Now, if she dressed like something, you got to look at these videos.
Yeah.
And these reality shows.
Yeah.
Sometimes that has a big influence. These girls think they can wear anything. You're not at the beach, girl. So it's a Halloween party.
So what do you say to your daughters in those situations of, hey, still be respectful, but still have fun. You don't got to dress, like a lumberjack.
You almost have to just shake your head, but just got to know what's in her heart.
Mm.
And make sure she got a date that ain't going to let nobody touch her.
Mm. I'm scared. Trevor, you got any advice? This is a scary time of year to be a dad.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't have any advice, but
what would you do?
Lush has literally said, pick your spots when you're a dad.
And you do. That's it.
I think that makes sense. Learn what to fight over. If you've got a smart kid. Now, I think it's different, like how you're raised, maybe. I don't know.
It is, but at the same time, what was the greatest challenge for a parent today, and I say this all the time, you got to try to be the greater influence over social media. Because what's out there in social media, what's on Instagram, what's getting the clicks, who people are admiring. Oh, my God. All you can do is say, this is what you do. I told my kids when they were little, whatever you do, don't make your grandma cry.
877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. If you have a daughter and you don't want her to dress scandalous tonight, what was your advice or what did you say to them so that you can help future Blake whenever he does have a daughter and he has to come due October 31st? A scary day for me and my future head.
So, Blake, you ever make your grandma cry?
I'm sure I have, you but it wasn't for my outfits.
Do you ever think about the back of your brain before you did something? Yeah. Is this going to embarrass my grandma?
Is this going to make Nana unhappy? Well,
Nana.
This made a lot of Cowboys fans unhappy. Jerry on the Wall Street Journal said, I'm talking to you on the phone instead of fixing my bad defense because I got $100 million, gajillion dollars I could do with you here at the Wall Street Journal. The reporter put that comment in there, and it spread like wildfire over the DFW media. And, of course, Corey and Kevin had to ask Jerry Jones about said comments. Let's listen to Jerry get himself out of this.
Now, Jerry, do you think you need to be working on your defense rather than talking with us right now?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we probably will get criticized if we aren't doing that. But goodness, I understand that perspective. We all get it. Let's just say what's going on here is we're not winning. We're not playing the way we want to be, the way I want to be, the way any of us want to be. And when you do that, then you check your whole card with everything you're doing. You check where you spend your time, how you spend it, and that's what's going on here. It's no secret at all that ever since I've been involved, my days are involved in a matter of speaking in many areas. I frankly don't know many people in football that don't have their days involved in different areas. To the degree is, of course, debatable. But this is called professional football to make a point. That means it takes money to make it all go money. And so that any time that I'm doing anything that's away from looking at a specific player and how he's playing defense, it has to do with the ladder. And ultimately, that ladder leads ultimately to the benefit of the Cowboy. Me sitting here talking on this phone with you, the visits that I'm having with our fans through you, that'll help score touchdowns because it ultimately involves in a way that makes it doable. And there's no, in the real world, Santa Claus does not put the tricycle on the Christmas tree. We all know that. You have to have juice to make it go. So I've always combined and never been, I've been unabashed about it since the day I walked in.
And this audio and all these Cowboys replays are presented by Window Nation. I'm going to go to CA. I don't usually be able to do this. I have some Jerry audio. CA, can you decode what we just heard from Jerry as far as why he was on doing this with the Wall Street Journal and not caring about the Cowboys defense and kind of how he finagled himself out of that?
Okay, I think what happened initially, he's, you know, he always tries to crack a joke when he first said that. He's talking about $100 billion on it. I've spent 5 minutes to you because it's $100 billion right here. That's the joke part. In other words, I got this great opportunity, but I'm going to drop down and talk to you because it's $100 billion, right? When I should be focusing on that raggedy defense. That's the joke. But for Cowboy fans, because he's the general manager, he's supposed to be focusing only on football.
He's not just the owner.
He's the general manager.
And I don't want to speak out of turn and say that Jerry doesn't realize that, but it feels like sometimes the things he says, he talks as if he's just the owner. It's like, well, you know, a lot of owners got other companies and do things. Y'all don't criticize them. And it's like,
but they're not the general manager.
They're not the general manager, Jerry. They're not the Dallas Cowboys. They're not the most watched, viewed, valuable franchise. And for every reason that we criticize Jerry as a GM, we have to give him flowers as an owner.
Oh, yeah, like, he's a great owner.
Great owner, marketing, money, valued franchise, 1,000%. But it's like, Jerry, you're also the GM, and the defense stinks, and the general manager is the one that's recruiting talent, looking at trades. The trade deadline's a week away. Like, we don't – that him doing that in a vacuum is not bad. Him doing that in the middle of the year with the trade deadline a week away and the defense being terrible and being the general manager is what's bad. Like, make your money, Jerry, because that's what kind of everyone was like. It's Dak and Schottenheimer, it's like, well, if you had a $100 billion deal in front of you, you'd probably take it too. And it's like, well, duh. I'm also not the GM of the Cowboys, so I don't have those other responsibilities. Let's listen to Jerry right here.
Before you go ahead. Let me explain his answer.
Please.
That answer was him wearing the owner's hat, explaining basically in a nutshell, if I make all this other money, I can put the money into the team. That's what he's trying to say, but that's not what people want to hear because we want to hear from the general manager, and the general manager is not supposed to be worrying about stuff like that.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, let's ask Jerry himself. What do you say to the fans who think you just care about staying relevant? This has been one of the biggest talking points since I've even worked here. It's been going on for years. Jerry, all you care about is making money. All you care about is staying relevant. You don't want to win Super Bowls. What do you have to say to that, Jerry Jones?
Yeah, well, let's put it like this. The fact if you won a championship would enhance the latter first part of that statement. Championships are wonderful for increasing values and doing things like that. If you just wanted to look at it from that standpoint. Now, nobody should ever, and I get it, and I do get this. When I first got involved, I have been very upfront. And I've said I'm going to be involved in everything there is that takes to put a player on the field and do a football game. That's been the way it's been for all these years. As it turned out, we needed to have a lot of other things happening to have the game that we have today, and I work at that. And I work at that all the time. You have to be able to, almost sometimes in the same 10 minutes, be able to switch over on phone calls and talk about a television contract or talk about Micah's contract or talk about what we might be doing out here in free agency today. Or at the same time talk about having a great soccer event at the stadium. All of that is what pushes this ball forward.
Okay. Jerry's busy.
So let me decode him.
Please.
I've been knowing Jerry since he got here, and Jerry's my guy. Me and Jerry are fine. Here's what's really going on. And he has told me this a million times. First of all, people want to say either or. They were like, Jerry is greedy. He doesn't care about Super Bowls. He wants the money. Jerry just cares about being relevant, make that money. Jerry is greedy. That is a fact. But he has told me a million times he wants to do both. And his way of logic is, and he's right, he said, Mr. Chris, can you imagine if we won another Super Bowl? That'd be like pouring gasoline on a fire. I've lived it before. So he does want a Super Bowl desperately. It's not either or to him. In his mind, I can do both. The problem for him is he wants winning. Well, here's his reputation. He likes to say he doesn't have a general manager because he'd have to approve the deal anyway. So he might as well just be. So what he's not telling everybody these days is he does listen to all the different people that's making the moves and all that. And he's saying yes, or he's telling me, or he said, y'all explain me why I have to say no. And so he's doing that, but he's not doing the quote unquote legwork of a.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
GM. Don't get it twisted. He's doing all the owner stuff and the quote-unquote legwork that he's doing these days in the 21st century. He's just signing off on whatever Stephen Jones and Will McClay and their staffs are putting in front of him. He's signing off on it. He said he'll ask the tough questions, but usually they put it in a way that he agrees to. That's why I always say, unfortunately, Jerry's reputation is he's the wildcatter. That was the 20th century when he was winning those Super Bowls. He would muddy whip stuff. These days, Steven pulls him off the edge. You're not going to spend that money. Steven is actually the opposite. I wish Steven were more in the middle. In other words, I wish he were more like Philadelphia, Howie, you know. We'll pick and choose the ways we're going to do this, and as opposed to saying it's my inheritance, and I'm going to spin it down. We're going to draft and develop. Draft and develop is one way to build a team. You should be using every tool in the book. Steven won't do that, and Jerry insists upon, since he's not going to throw money at it, he'll repeat whatever Steven says, but he still will hold the general manager title, even though he's basically signing off on things.
Well, I've inherited this next segment that's coming up, and it's a draft and develop segment.
Uh-oh.
Let's do a little fair or foul. Let's kick our socks off and have a little bit of fun on this Halloween night coming up next.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. We've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Are we at a Halloween rave? Listen to that music.
Halloween rave situation going on over here. It's a Friday night here on the Fan After Dark. Blake CA.
Got you down.
And Trevor the Creator, because we got Fred Davis, a zero-time Hall of Famer, out in Kansas with his son, watching his son play a little high school football. They're in a playoff game. I just texted him. Mm-hmm. I said, is your son winning? So we'll wait for a response. If he takes a while, I'm going to assume they lost. And if he texts back quickly, I'm going to assume that they won.
Is the girlfriend's parents still not speaking to him?
That's a great question. I got to follow up on that. 214, Blake, there are no study notes on the situation. But what I can tell you is when that baby girl comes into the world and you are present there for an unspeakable bond that is formed, that is relying on you to exacerbate. And if you do, you will never have to worry about your Halloween question. Okay. So if I'm just present and there, she won't be dressing like a... I don't want to say a bad word, but I'll let you fill in the blank on Halloween. Because it's a scary time, Trevor. Mm-hmm.
You get a long time, brother. You get a long time.
I know that. I'm just looking at my Instagram right now. I'm looking at my TikTok. I don't really have Snapchat anymore. I can't remember the last time I logged onto it. But you get the point. None of these girls are dressing like they papa's a present. That's all I'm saying. You should see the ones in Blake's DMs. They papa's definitely ain't present. Okay. A little fair or foul. I thought, why not? I don't want to read a story. It's Halloween. Who wants to read a story unless it's a spooky story? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some Halloween candy. And I want to imagine that, Trevor, you're, I don't know, 9 years old. CA, you're 10 years old. And you're going trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. And you've got an empty bucket. And I'm going to give you a candy that's going in your bucket. And you say, fair or foul? Fair being, I want this candy. Foul being, I don't want this candy. Let's start it off. First candy up. Reese's Pieces.
I want that candy.
So fair?
Yes, fair. That's
one of probably a top 10, maybe top 5.
I'd say top 3.
If it's fair. Good enough for E.T., it's good enough for me.
Okay, let's go to the next
By
one.
By the way, are you familiar with E.T. and its fine work?
E.T. as the in the extraterrestrial? The alien?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
He went out on Halloween.
I've been to the E.T. world in Universal?
They got him drunk. Did you know that? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about
that. He drank beers.
That was one of the few videotapes that I had as a kid that I watched on repeat.
Mm-hmm. Look it up. If you know the part about him getting drunk, mm-hmm. E.T., the alien getting drunk.
I have to remind myself of that.
You will really enjoy the movie even better. And by the way, let me say this, if we're talking about Halloween. Uh-huh. I would say in the next hour, that's it for Halloween trick-or-treating kids. By 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, you go home.
If they ring your bell after 10 o'clock, sorry, you're too late.
You're too late.
You're supposed to be in bed, even
that's
though it's a Friday.
That's when the trick starts.
He's asleep. Nestle Crunch Bar. Nestle.
Come on, brother.
Come on, Blake.
Nestle?
That seemed right. There's no why. There's no why. Who says Nestle?
Who doesn't know what Nestle is?
I don't think I've ever heard the word pronounced until I just said it.
You are kidding. Nestle Crunch?
No, I've seen it. I've never heard it phonetically
said. You
never
heard somebody say Nestle's Crunch?
No, I just hear them say a Crunch Bar.
877-881-1053.
That was the first time.
Is Blake alone on this?
Does anyone else call it a Nestle?
No.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to be part of the Nestle fan club.
See, like, okay.
that's like saying
Blake
DR
say
Pepper.
That's DR. Foul. You say DR. Nestle's foul. That's what's foul.
Okay, so here. Fair or foul, do you want this Crunch Bar?
Yes, fair. Nestle's Crunch, yeah.
It is not a top 10 candy for me, so I'm going to say foul. And I'm sticking just to top 10 stuff for me here.
Let's go with the next one. A Mr. Good Bar. Mr. Good Bar, fair or foul? You get this in your Halloween bucket. You excited or you're just,
But that's just me. There's nothing wrong with it, though.
I'd take a Mr. Good Bar over a Hershey's. So, yeah.
Mm. Really?
Yep.
I'm a dark chocolate guy.
I love dark
chocolate.
Good for you. I'm not going to yuck anybody's yum, but dark chocolate, that's not candy. That's a dessert food or whatever.
Let's go with
the 940 says get Blake's mom on the phone. And the 972 says send Blake to jail for that pronunciation. And 352 says
I didn't think it was that bad.
It's really that bad.
Just the fact that you've never heard that.
I've never in my life heard anyone say that out loud.
352 says Blake's weird, bro.
I am. You got to be odd to be number one.
I mean, I thought you just mispronounced it because you just glanced at it.
Yeah.
No, I thought that's how it's pronounced.
Never he doubled down. And
never.
Like,
he Nestle does still down. Sounds right. Okay, let's go with the next
he's
one.
He's going to rename the company.
That's Blake for you. I don't believe it.
Nestle still sounds right. I'm going to call it Nestle's. We're going to change it. I'm going to buy it and call it Nestle's.
I'm going to buy it out and change it.
I feel bad for your future daughter.
What was the one we
682 says, I keep listening to Blake and I often wonder if he's okay.
I'm not. I remember we did this originally with Cinnabon. If it was Cinnabon or Cinnabun. And we actually called them on the phone, live on the
I remember that. That was early. That was early in Fan After Dark.
I don't even remember what the verdict was on that, how to pronounce it.
It's okay. Cinnabon. I remember Cinnabon? It's Cinnabon, yeah.
I like Cinnabon.
But it's spelled Bon, but it's Cinnabon.
Do we call him Zach Bun or Zach Bon? Okay, point rested.
James Bun.
Butterfinger, fair or foul?
Fair.
That's so fair.
Oh, so fair.
Yeah.
I think it's a little overrated. Let's go to number three. Let's go to the Snickers. Snickers.
Fair?
Absolutely fair. Okay. Absolutely. That's a top. That might be a top five, top three for me.
Let's go to the next one. Blow Pops. I think I know Trevor's answer.
You had a
sucker earlier in your mouth.
I did.
And Blow Pops got more.
Got gum in it.
Got gum in it. Trevor's like, Tootsie Pop at one, Blow Pop at two, traditional suckers at three, Blow Pop, fair or foul.
I only like the cherry Blow Pop. So
you would.
That's I'm leaning foul because I prefer Tootsie Roll Pops over
Blow Pop.
Did you say fair for the Blow Pop?
Fair. Why you wanna go and do that and do that?
Let's go with the Almond Joy. A hated on candy. Fair or foul if you sell this in your trick or treat box bag?
It's a foul cup for me because I don't like coconut.
I'm gonna say foul too. Coconut, I don't want that. If I saw that in my Halloween trick or treat, I'd be a little mad.
There's only one coconut treat that I like or candy that I like, and that is a Chico stick.
What did you just say?
A Chico stick.
What is that?
It's a candy.
And I'm really mad Quick Trip stopped selling them.
Y'all be making up stuff on this
no,
show.
No, that's stick. A Texas
it's
thing.
It's peanut butter and
oh, now coconut. You got me. That's now you got me.
I'll try to find it, and I'll bring you one. But they've kind of stopped selling
peanut butter
them.
And what else?
It's like a nougat peanut butter.
Yeah, and it's got coconut.
Yeah, and it's got coconut. But Almond Joys are foul. That's gross. That's disgusting.
Okay, let's go with this. This is one of Blake's favorites. Now, I'm not going to describe this because I will get marked, but the chocolate flavor of this, candy corn. Candy corn chocolate flavor.
They make candy corn with a chocolate flavor?
Well, not the whole thing's not chocolate. I don't want to say which
candy corn is the worst candy.
Whoa! Foul.
Candy
corn is elite, CA, with the chocolate tip.
You would be satisfied if that's what you got in your...
I would!
Oh, my God.
But
candy corn?
Specifically the chocolate ending.
Oh, so it has to have the
chocolate? Yes. Stop getting me to say it.
I like the pumpkins. I think the chocolate pump or the candy corn pumpkins.
Y'all are easily amused.
They're good. You can only have so many of them.
Now, that is true. You can only have so many. You can maybe have 12 to 15 and you're good for the night.
You have rotten teeth, boy.
Yeah, if you have more than 12, you're done for.
Absolutely.
That's probably where I got some cavities when I was younger. I was tearing up the candy corn. Let's go to another controversial one. What are these called? I'm trying to memorize it without looking. Circus peanuts. My grandpa always had circus peanuts. I mean, it's literally like styrofoam with a little bit of flavoring. Kind of like.
What flavor?
I can't do it.
Orange.
What flavor? Orange.
I think that's
I never
it.
Tasted orange. Like I always thought they looked cool. I like how they felt.
So you've never eaten a circus peanut in your
life? No, I've had them, but I couldn't tell you what flavor. There's like it's like a crappy marshmallow. I don't think it's orange. There's no way it's orange.
It's like an orange.
Just because it's
dried
orange
out marshmallow.
Just because it's the color orange doesn't mean that it's
orange. So you're
orange.
Saying foul, CA?
Foul.
Yeah, gross.
Trevor,
no,
foul?
Foul.
Y'all are wrong on that one. I'm putting circus peanuts in there.
By the way, Blake 682 says go to Five Below. They get the Chico sticks.
Okay, they got Chico
Thank
sticks.
Thank you. I have one across from where I live. I didn't know. Quick Trip, I'm severe. I was very angry. I
They're called
three
Chico
times.
Sticks?
Chico sticks.
Chico
C-H-I.
Chick.
Like Chick O stick. Chico. And I think stick is like S-T-I-C. I know, it's a goofy sound.
If I start asking for Chico sticks, I might get some.
Yeah, they probably
and the Nestle Crunch, right?
Y'all got them Chico sticks and Nestle Crunch.
Nestle Crunch.
Okay, let's go to another one. Let's
Where
go
are
to,
you from?
Let's go to gum. What about Double Bubble? You see that in there. Is there any gum that would make you happy during Halloween?
Happy? I don't chew
probably
a lot of
the
gum.
One. What's the one That's, that has
I'm
juice
the, I'm the
in
wrong
it?
Guy.
There's two that I would probably be. Juice in it?
Yeah, there's some gums that have juice in them. Like you bite and it goes.
I think Hubba Bubba has like a gel insert.
No, yeah, I need the gel inserts.
Let me see.
I'm not alone in this. Why are y'all making me think I'm crazy?
Yeah, I'm not making you think. I just can't think of it.
I can't think of it either. I've never seen it. Like if I saw a Fruit Stripe and Juicy Fruit, I'd probably be happy.
Like, you know, five gum and spearmint and all
juicy
those.
Juicy Fruit, that's okay. One.
Juicy Fruit has it.
Well, Juicy Fruit doesn't have the
What's the squirt, one with the pink?
You said?
Wow.
I'm just Googling it up.
What
it said
you
juicy
said.
Fruit.
I'm just trying to. I thought that's what you said.
What's the one that's pink and you can roll it up and it comes in like a circle container?
Oh, that's
Hubba Bubba?
Fruit by the foot. No.
No,
not fruit by the foot.
That's a different thing. I think it's Hubba Bubba.
It is a Hubba Bubba.
I think that's literally what it is. I think we're saying the name. I think it's just Hubba Bubba. Anyways, I'd be excited for that. Let's go to another one. What about Dum Dums? You get Dum Dums, fair or foul?
I like them, but I'd be mad if I got them in my basket.
Yeah.
That's foul.
What about a pixie stick?
That's okay. It's just sugar.
It's straight sugar.
No,
it's just in a little stick.
No.
Well, you can't go wrong. You know what you're getting.
I need flavor in my stuff. They say they're flavor.
Is it sour
dates,
enough?
No, if it was sour, we'd be talking. I love me some sour.
Tolo texted in from 214, says, you talking about Gushers?
No, I'm not talking about Gushers.
Well,
it's his own thing.
Well, then look it up.
Bubble
nerd.
Tape? Someone said bubble tape?
You're getting mad. Bubble tape. That's what the
no, I think it's Hubba Bubba, guys. It's not Bubba Tape. It's just called Hubba Bubba. Or is that the brand?
I think that's the brand, but
is that the brand?
And you're just saying there's it has like Bubba gel gum. Inside of it, right?
It's pink. Everyone knows what it looks like. You see it for 2 seconds.
About
well,
that?
But there's all kinds of gum.
Hubba
no, Bubba.
That's wrong. It's a circle. I'll look it up in the break.
It's a pink circle.
Hubba,
that's it. This is it what you're talking about. That. Hubba Bubba.
But that's in squares, CA.
Oh.
That's in squares. This is like a circle and you unroll it like a fruit by the foot, similar style, but it's gum. And everybody loves it. And it's pink and it has yellow and blue inscribing in the middle.
Somebody did say it. I think that's what it was.
I don't have the text line up. Fair or foul Smarties?
No, foul.
Nope.
Wow, Fred.
Did any of y'all used to scrunch it up?
Yes.
And make act like you were smoking?
Dude.
This is the Hubba Bubba?
Yes.
That's
yes.
It's different kinds. It's Hubba Bubba.
What is that
called? Hubba Bubba. It's called Hubba Bubba.
Hey, yo.
So I knew I got it from the beginning.
Hubba Bubba.
Bubble tape.
Bubble tape.
Did someone say bubble tape earlier?
Costs $4.55. Hubba Bubba. Bubble tape.
I apologize. I apologize.
Well,
they texted
it
in and they said
it. Right before we started yelling.
And you dismissed them.
Fred's going to be mad because we went to the Halloween party,
mm-hmm.
and there was a jar of candy. And the first thing that comes out of Fred's mouth is, where are the Smarties?
Weirdo.
That was the first candy he was looking
that's
for.
That's gross. Well, that's chalk. You're eating Rolaids.
That's foul, right? That's the first candy you're looking for?
You're talking to the guy, you're talking Fred, who's got the Swisher Sweet.
I'll give you the last one.
It's got to match his Swisher Sweet.
Twizzler / black licorice. Fair or foul?
I'm not a black licorice. Give me a red licorice.
Okay.
I love it. Give me any kind of licorice. I'm about it.
I'm not going to eat it.
Black licorice too sour.
I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say, we're going to break. Top of the hour, NFL stack coming up next. Happy Halloween.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.